this story in this area at least dates back to the 1970s. Denzel Jennings and his wife Joanne purchased a home south of Farmington between Farmington and Fredericktown in Noblick on the St. Francis River in 1973. That home had been owned since 1941 by William King and his wife Kay King. William died in 1957. She lived there an additional 15 years. When she died, there were no children or heirs, so just about everything passed when the home was sold to the Jennings family, including some areas of lawn that needed a little work. And either that summer, or maybe the summer of 74, maybe even the summer of 75, you'll see different dates, Mr. Jennings went out to clean up a parcel of land, and his shovel hit something metal. He started uncovering what was there, and he found what he thought was and called, and for 50 years everyone called, a bathtub. He kept digging. He found an identical twin. They set him aside. They put him in a shed. They knew these were something important, something of value, but they didn't know the origin. They didn't know how they had gotten there south of Farmington. They had been painted white. The interior liners were rusted out. They had started sinking up to a foot in certain places in the ground, so that they kept them on their property protected. In 1981, they opted to have them restored. Irvin's Metalsmiths down in Cape Girardeau restored both of them in 1981, but they still didn't know where they came from. They heard stories from neighbors about perhaps a connection to a fancy hotel in St. Louis by the family, the King family that had been living in their property. They eventually took them to Antiques Roadshow in the city when it came up to do some episodes, and they were able to say these were made by Gustav Lind. They were able to get the name because prior they were looking at the maker's mark, and it looked to be a C Lind. Actually, it was a G Lind. And they were able to determine that Mr. Lind did have items on display at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair in Forest Park.